I thought that it would be a brilliant idea to talk about 2026 predictions. 2025 is almost done and in the books, and it's time to look forwards into the world of pop culture. What movies are going to dominate? What scandals will happen? Who's going to break up? Who's going to make up? Who's going to do something crazy? So then, back by popular demand to lay down some predictions for another round of pop culture bingo, I've got the wonderful 2SER producer and correspondent, BT Tao, live on Zoom from Glasgow. Good morning, BT.
Hello, Cody. So happy to be on air with you again. You're sounding great.
Oh, thank you. It's great to have you on again. But before we get into our 2026 predictions, I've got to quickly ask you, what do you think was the pop culture moment that you didn't see coming this year?
Okay, so I gotta say, I was so surprised when I saw Robert Irwin was competing, let alone that he went on to win Dancing with the Stars over in the United States. We haven't seen that much coverage of it normally, or at least me on my social media, but in the US, it's a really big show over there. So I think that he'll do very well with whatever he chooses to do next over in the States.
And we will definitely be talking about him later on in the show. So everybody listening, keep that one in mind. So I think for me, though, the big shocks for me would have to be Nicole and Keith breaking up and John Cena tapping out in his final match ever. I think, yeah, I was shook by both of them. Completely did not expect either of them to happen, especially Nicole and Keith. And
It
yeah,
hurt.
that hurt a little. I mean, not only the fact that they broke up, but then like 5 minutes later, he's singing a song that was allegedly written for Nicole in the first place and has gone and dedicated it to someone else. It just, oh, that's messy.
Doesn't sit right. It doesn't sit right.
That's in the past, man. We're going to look forward to 2026 now, and we've got to start with the movies. So I've got to ask you, what are your predictions for the 2026 Academy Awards?
Yes. Okay. So one of my favorite movies that I saw this year was Sinners, directed by Ryan Coogler, and with Michael B. Jordan as well. And I absolutely think that they'll get their due in the coming award season. I don't think that they will win Best Picture, although they'll be nominated. But I just think it's a little harder for horror movies to kind of claim that one. But I certainly think that Ryan Coogler has a really strong chance for Best Director. And I have seen that over in Hollywood, Christopher Nolan is backing Sinners and publicly being with Ryan Coogler at some film events.
Yeah, completely agree. I think, yeah, it's like we sort of said, horror is notoriously sort of, I guess, undervalued and doesn't necessarily perform very well at the Academy Awards, even if they do get nominated. So I think, yeah, we will see the noms for Coogler, Michael B. Jordan, and probably for Best Picture as well. But I don't think they're going to take anything out, sadly. I think
Oh,
it's
that
going to.
is a big one. See, I think Wicked for Good might not take anything out. They've been nominated, but I don't think that they're going to walk away with too much. I also just want to say my other prediction, and I think that this is kind of a popular tip, is that Jessie Buckley in Hamnet for winning potentially winning the Best Actress award. And I also think that Australia's own Rose Byrne is up there for nominations. But I think Jessie Buckley is tipped to get that one.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. I think she's probably one of the more, I guess, performances that actually has some kind of sort of solid buzz around her at the moment. But as always, we've got to talk about old mate Timothée Chalamet. What do you think
Of
he's going to get up
course.
to?
Of course. Yeah, he's been all over the feed with his promotion for Mardi Supreme. And I don't think that he's going to win it, although I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic performance. I have a feeling that he might be kind of cursed with the Leonardo DiCaprio situation of kind of having to wait quite a while into their career to get that one.
No, I completely agree. I'm glad you've come around. But yeah, I think, yeah, that's his destiny pretty much. He's going to be nominated for a bunch of things for the next 15 years, and then he's going to finally win it as like a consolation prize. That's my.
I'm sure I'd be happy to hear that take.
Yeah.
Consolation Oscar.
Yeah, no, it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, we probably should have given it to you like earlier in the in your career, but we're just going to give it to you now since,
A bit like maybe Jamie Lee Curtis. She won for her role a couple of years ago, and it was kind of like recognizing a really solid, you know, lifetime of great work.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be for him. Yeah, we've got to talk about then moving on to another theme beginning with an M, music. We've got to talk about the Hottest 100. Beatty, give us your picks.
Okay, so I think that Olivia Dean's Man I Need has kind of been the breakout song. Maybe I have recency bias, but the breakout song of this year. And I think that that is in with a really strong strong chance for winning the Hottest 100. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a lock. Simple as that. I'm smacking the table.
Oh, that's
the that's the hot tip of our predictions. The unbackable favorite almost. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. I do think that Dom Dolla and Spacey Jane do get. I think they could be up there. They'll be up there as well.
Oh yeah, totally. I predict top 10, maybe even top 5 for one of them. Definitely. Moving on from the music side of things, I think let's talk about general pop culture. And you did talk about Robert Irwin earlier, Bob Irwin. What else do you think is going to happen for him in 2026?
Well, I think that he is going to be appearing. I reckon he'll be making a cameo or two in some movies over there and be a bit of a kind of action superstar in Hollywood. I do think that he's kind of got the talent and the personality that people over in the United States really like. So I think he'll be making some movie debuts.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good bet. I think he's going to move away from the wildlife stuff, I think, because he's doing the hosting gigs and that. He did Dancing with the Stars. He did that the photo shoot that everyone went nuts over. So that's my pick. Bindi will stick with the wildlife stuff.
Yep.
Robert is going to try and make his name over in the States like every Australian actor ever that wants to be successful just about.
I also think that I'm seeing like a trend of musicians being in movies, like acting. Charlie XCX is in a movie called 100 Nights of Hero, and Tyler, the Creator, is about to be in Marty Supreme. And so I think we'll see more and more musicians and artists kind of making cameos in film and TV.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good bet. You know, they got to diversify what they're doing and get that bag and so forth. So yeah, I agree with that one. But
what are your other general picks for pop culture and music?
Well, we got to talk about old mate Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry. I mean, firstly, I still don't really understand how that happened or where that came from, but I think they might get engaged, but it'll be a very short engagement. It's just going to be one of those spontaneous things, just because this whole relationship's come out of nowhere, Beatty. I still don't really understand it, but I think they're just going to do like a speed run. They're going to do that, get engaged, and then split up, or get engaged, get married, and then divorce like 2 months later. I don't know if it'll get ugly or anything, but I think they're just going to have a moment and be like, wake up one day and be like, what are we doing here, people?
That's cynical, Cody. I actually think that they could stand the test of time. I feel like they're kind of two sides of the same coin if you really think about it. Like, it's a random pairing, but now they're together. I think that I agree with you, they'll be engaged next year. And I kind of hope that they stay together.
Yeah, well, hopefully there is true love there and maybe it'll even win out, but we shall see what happens and we'll play this back in a year's time and see how badly that ages.
Exactly. But, can I make one more prediction as well? I think we've had, you know, pop has absolutely dominated and will always, you know, be such a strong genre in music. But there may be kind of, you know, after we've had a few years of pop, you know, other kind of trends emerge. And I have a feeling that there'll be more kind of angsty folk music and albums that are going to be dominating. I've been recently listening to Hayley Williams' new album, Hayley Williams from Paramore, and loving that like angsty kind of punk music. And so I think that could, we'll be seeing more of that next year.
Yeah, I think, we're ready for the music scene to be shaken up and have a bit of a throwback like that, I think, yeah. And one last one Very quick prediction. Avengers Doomsday, how do you think it's going to go? Do you think it's going to bring Marvel back from the dead, or do you think it's going to be a bit of a fizzer?
I mean, I think it's going to be a bit of a fizzer. It's a bit hard to say when we haven't even seen a trailer. I mean, how long has this been leading up to it? What do you think?
I think it's going to be a bit of a fizzer. I think it'll do well. It's not going to be a flop. It'll make its money back. But it's not going to be the big savior that Marvel / Disney hope it will be. I mean, they're throwing all the money at Robert Downey Jr. And I just saw this morning that's now officially confirmed that Chris Evans will be returning as well. I feel like he's probably going to get killed off pretty quickly, to be honest, but we'll see what happens. And yeah, they're going to try and chuck everything at it. It's going to do okay, but not as well as they would like to hope. But I think the next Spider-Man will do better.
Yeah, I agree. I think people are a little bit over the Avengers, but I think that there is absolutely room for the fourth Spider-Man movie. And can I also just say that movie, I saw them filming here in Glasgow back in August. So yeah, I saw some tanks rolling down and some explosions on the streets of Glasgow. So that's a little hot tip for you.
Oh, that's awesome. That you heard it here first, people. Straight from Beatty right there in Glasgow, filming for the Marvel movies. Oh, this has been great, Beatty. Thank you so much for coming on, and Merry Christmas to you, and we shall hear from you again someday, hopefully.
Thanks, Cody. Always great to chat with you, no matter what the time difference is, and I hope you have a really nice week.